Proverbs chapter 6, I want to begin reading verse 20. He says, "My son, observe the commandment of your father, and do not forsake the teaching of your mother. Bind them continually on your heart, tie them around your neck. When you walk about, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. And when you awake, they will talk to you. For the commandment is a lamp, and the teaching is light, and reproofs for discipline are the way of life, to keep you from the evil woman and from the smooth tongue of the adulteress. Do not desire her beauty in your heart, nor let her capture you with her eyelids. For on account of the harlot, one is reduced to a loaf of bread, and an adulteress hunts for the precious life. Can a man take fire into his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Or can a man walk on hot coals and his feet not be scorched? So is the one who goes into his neighbor's wife. Whoever touches her will not go unpunished. Men do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy himself when he is hungry, but when he is found, he must repay sevenfold. He must give all the substance of his house. The one who commits adultery with a woman is lacking sense. He who would destroy himself does it. Wounds and disgrace he will find, and his reproach will not be blotted out. For jealousy enrages a man, and he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not accept any ransom, nor will he be satisfied, though you give many gifts." Let's pray together. Lord, we love you. Thank you for the privilege of being in your house tonight. I pray that you would lead us and guide us, and may we hear your words of truth. We pray this now in Jesus' name. Amen. I want us to focus tonight on verse 23 of this passage. The writer of Proverbs says to his son, "Observe the commandment of your fathers. Do not forsake the teaching of your mothers." But verse 23, he gives this description of the truth that he has passed on to his son. "For the commandment is a lamp, and the teaching is light, and reproofs for discipline are the way of life." And then the rest of the chapter, he basically describes some things that the young man needs to avoid and to walk in the commandments of his father. The instructions are important. I remember when my kids were young, Bonnie would buy these toys at Christmas time, and they always came unassembled. Unassembled. And most of the time, I would read the instructions, but I remember on one particular occasion, it looked like a fairly simple toy. It was a riding toy of some kind. It was the kind where you got to put the little metal rods in the front and wheels on the side. And I thought, I can do this. I don't need instructions. I mean, it's just a piece of metal and two plastic wheels and then these caps on the end. And I put that all together and then started trying to push it and noticed the wheels were locked up. I thought, well, why are the wheels locked up? Well, I looked and looked for the instructions and finally discovered what I had done wrong. I had not followed the instructions, and there was these two little washers that were supposed to go on that steel axle, and it kept the wheel from rubbing against the frame, and it would allow the toy to ride, to be ridden the way it was supposed to be ridden without friction, and I had left those washers off. Now, the problem was those hubcaps that you put on the end of the axle, they clamp on in such a way that you cannot get them off without destroying them. So here it is, I'm at midnight putting together a toy that the kids are going to see Christmas morning, and I'm trying to figure out how I can repair this toy in a way that'll be functional for them to use on Christmas. And if I had just read the instructions, I would have been okay. That's the way it is with the Scriptures, the Holy Scriptures. We need to read God's instructions. And a lot of times we get ourselves in trouble because we don't read God's instructions. The writer of Proverbs says to his son, "My son, observe the commandments. Do not forsake the teaching of your mother. Bind them continually on your heart. Tie them around your neck." Literally, the Jews took that literally. They would wear these necklaces with these little pendants, and they would have rolls of scripture inside of them to remind them of the truth that had been passed on to them from their children. But I think spiritually speaking, God is trying to say to all of us, we need not to forget. We need to live our lives in such a way we don't forget His truth, His commandments, His law. And we try to live our lives according to that law, day in and day out. He says, when you walk about, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. When you're awake, they will talk to you. They will speak to you. They will give you instructions. Sometimes you don't know what to do. God's Word gives us insight and truth by which to live. In fact, the Bible tells us that everything we need to know regarding life and godliness is found in God's Word. All the essentials of life. Everything we need to know concerning life and godliness is found up, is bound up in God's Word. It's found right here in God's Word. We should not try to operate a piece of equipment that we're unfamiliar with without instructions. And the same is true with God's Word. We should take God's Word, we should read the instructions of His Word carefully, and we should apply it to our life. God's Word, the Bible says, is light to our life. Verse 23, the commandment is a lamp, teaching is a light. And light has some important qualities, and that's why I want us to focus on verse 23 tonight. If God's Word is like light to our life, what qualities does light have that applies to His Word in our own life and our own hearts? As I thought about that, I thought about these truths. Number one, light is a guide for our path. Light is a guide for our path. For several years, the front of our house is fairly dark. You can turn on a front porch light, and it helps. But there's still parts of our sidewalk that doesn't get very much light. It's a little bit dark out there. And some of our neighbors, they've had a remedy for that. Their houses are built like our house was, and it's not well lit up at night. So what they have done, they've put these lights right alongside the sidewalk so that you can see where you're stepping. You can see the path. And we've got one neighbor lady, she's recently has built some steps up to the front of her house. She's gone from the sidewalk right up to her front porch, and she's put a hand railing on, but there's steps all along the way, and it was dark out there. She didn't have any light out there, and you couldn't always see those steps at night. So she remedied that by putting lights on every step. Now she has these lights all the way up to her house. God's Word is a light to our path. When I was younger, we used to go out at nighttime, and we would go hunting. We'd hunt, go coon hunting. We had coon dogs, and I don't ever remember ever killing a coon, but we used to listen to the dogs run and chase coons, and we just like to get out and hang out at night, and there's nothing like hearing the hounds run at night, and you're just sitting there on a stump listening to them holler. But when we would go out in the woods, it would be dark, and there's one of two things you had to use for light. You either had to use the light of the moon. If the moon was bright enough, you didn't need a lamp. You could just walk on the path according to the light of the moon. And there was times the moon was so bright, you absolutely did not need a light at all. You could see the path clearly because of the light of the moon. But then there were other times it was cloudy or damp or overcast, and there was absolutely no moonlight at all. So you had to have a flashlight or a carbide light, some kind of light on your head or some kind of light in your hand. Otherwise, you would trip over every rock. You would trip over every stump. You would find yourself off the path, down over the hill. You would find yourself in trouble. Light is a guide to our path. God's Word gives us a path to follow. It tells us how to stay on the path. When we think of God's Word and the path that He wants us to follow, His truth, He talks about things to avoid here at the latter part of the chapter. Specifically, He talks about keeping yourself pure sexually. He talks about keeping yourself from stealing. He talks about keeping yourself from jealousy and from rage. But through all of that, God's Word, as you read through the entire book of Proverbs, God's Word gives us guide lamps to keep us on the path and keep us out of trouble. And that leads us to the second thing. Light is a guard for possible dangers. Light is a guard for possible dangers. Where I grew up is, the whole area is filled with caves, caverns. And so part of life I grew up in was we would often walk to one of those local caves and we would go into those caves and explore. There's been a lot of them I've been in over the years. But there was one weekend, my Uncle Gordon, he's a brother on my mom's side of the family, he started telling me about this cave that they used to go in when they were kids. He said, it's down on the creek bank. And he said, it's a wonderful cave. It's a lot of fun. We used to go in there and play as kids. And he talked about these mud men they used to build. He said, you get back there far enough, the stream runs through the cave, and there's this mud on the side of the cave. And he said, we build these mud men back there. And you go back there, and there'd just be this guy, looked like a guy laying in the mud, you know. They'd formed and shaped a mud man. And he started talking about that and how they carved their initials on the cave wall and all that. I said, well, I've never been in that cave. And by this time, I was a grown man. I was an adult. And he said, well, let's go down there. I'll show you where it is. And so we went down to that cave in the middle of the night. And the way he took us in, we drove as far as we could on a car. And then we got out of the car and we walked down over the hill and we found this old wagon path that he knew about. He's the only one that knew about it. And we got on that path and he took us down over the hill. But we got to one point, it was nothing but this limestone bluff, 15, 20 feet high. And we had to find a way that we could work our way down the bluff and get down there where the cave entrance was. Well, we saw the cave entrance. It's a pretty good size entrance. And we start going into that cave entrance, and I immediately see these eyes glowing. And I recognize it for what it is. It's a rat. It's a rat that's climbing up on this little ledge. And so we start to go in to the entrance of the cave, and my uncle had a stick in his hand, and all of a sudden I heard him yell, "Watch out!" And I looked, and he was whacking on that. With that stick, he was whacking a snake. Turned out it was a copperhead that was right there in the entrance of that cave. Well, what freaked me out going into that cave was when you go into it, it had these various ledges. The first ledge was about here. The next ledge was about here. The next ledge was right about here, just above your eyesight. And the next one was up here. And I'm going in like this. Because I'm thinking there's a snake on every ledge. There's a copperhead just waiting to jump. And it's going to get me right here on the jugular. And they're going to have to carry me out of this creek bank down up a 15-foot bluff to get back. And I'm thinking of all the danger, you know, and at the same time it's exciting. So we weren't about to turn around and go back home. We're going to go into that cave. But as we're walking into that cave, I remember the light. We were shining the light in every nook and corner looking for possible dangers as we were going in. God's Word does that for us. It shines a light for possible dangers that we need to avoid. This has nothing to do with my sermon, but one of the coolest things, we got back to the back side of that cave. Back where they used to make the mud man, there was still an old mud man there. Probably was not the ones he built way back then, but there's still an old mud man back there. And I saw the initials, the name of my grandfather. My grandfather, my dad's father. When he had been in that cave 18 years old, he'd gone in and played in that cave and put his initials and the date he was there on the roof of that cave. So it was a cool moment for me to explore a little bit of the history of my ancestors on both my mom's side of the family and my dad's side of the family. But light is a guard for possible dangers. God's word is a guard for possible dangers. Third, light is a companion that brings comfort and insight. Light is a companion that brings comfort and insight. Think about it. If you lived your life in darkness, there's nothing more terrifying than being in total darkness for long periods of time. There's a reason why people need night lights. My grandchildren, Jackson and Aubrey, they like to sleep with the light on. And Jackson wants a bright light on. He likes a bright light on. He doesn't want the light turned off. He wants his light left on. And he'll sleep with his light all on all night long because it brings comfort to him. You turn the light off, it terrifies him. And that's true for many people. You turn the light off, it's terrifying. Everything begins to close in. And there's actually been experiments done over the years where you put people in total darkness for long periods of time, it will drive them insane. People cannot live without the presence of light. They need light. Light brings life. We'll talk more about that in a moment. But light is a companion that brings comfort and insight. And I believe that to be very true. I shared with you several weeks ago when my mom passed away. We found several of her Bibles. We found at least six study Bibles that she had read through and written in and just wrote in and made notes. And she'd wear one out and she'd pick up another one and she'd wear it out and she'd pick up another one and she'd wear it out and she'd pick up another one. She'd read through her Bible about 60 times. And even at the end of her life, when her mind was not real clear and she was anxious, she would sit and she would read and she would find comfort in reading God's Word. She sensed and felt God's presence as she read the Word of God. And when nothing else would bring comfort to her, not our presence, not our conversation with her, she could sit there and she could read and she would find comfort. And there were times the last week that I spent with her in January, there were literally times she would sit at the table and I would go in there and she had fallen asleep with her head in her open Bible because she found comfort in God's Word. But God's Word not only brings us comfort, it brings us insight. It gives us vision. It gives us clarity. Sometimes we don't know what to do and God's Word gives us instruction about what to do. And it is the light that lights our path. It is a guard for possible dangers, and it is that companion that brings comfort and insight. Now, we still need companionship of fellow Christians. We need brothers and sisters in Christ to walk alongside with us. We know that Jesus is our companion, but Jesus makes clear to us the Word of God. God's Holy Spirit resides in our heart and life and gives us instruction into His holy truth. His Word is a light that it brings comfort and insight. The fourth thing is this. His word is light that brings life. His word is light that brings life. We see this over and over again. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. But he ties that into his word. You see, Jesus was the word of God, the living word of God. And the written word of God declares the written word of God. It reveals the written word or the living word of God. Jesus is the living word of God. The Bible is the written word of God. And the written word of God reveals who Jesus is. We begin to understand him as we read his word. We begin to understand the nature of God. And that word brings life. There's two passages I want to remind you. It's a part of our motto that we use in Vacation Bible School. Psalm 119:105 says, Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. It's a word that we quote. It's a part of that Bible. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. A lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. I will hide its words in my heart that I may not sin against God. God's word is that for us. It is that light that brings life. It is that truth that puts us on the straight and narrow. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 17, Paul writes to a young pastor, and he says to him, "You continue in the things that you have learned, and become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the sacred writings, which are able to give you wisdom that leads to salvation through faith which is in Jesus Christ. All Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be adequate and equipped for every good work." All Scripture is inspired by God. It's God-breathed. It's what it means to be inspired. God breathed His nature, His character into that Scripture. And it is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction. Those are two ways of saying the same thing. The reproof is sort of the negative side. The correction is sort of the positive side. Reminding us when we do something wrong, encouraging us when we do something right. It's profitable for training in righteousness, so that the man of God, and it's not just talking about preachers, it's talking about the people of God, may be adequate and equipped for every good work. God desires that we take His holy word and put it in our heart and life. I want you to know, if the only thing you get of God's word is when you come here on Sunday morning, you're not getting enough. You need to be into God's word daily. Every day, you need to be reading God's word, studying God's word, memorizing God's word, meditating on God's word, spending time in God's word, so that you can be all that God wants you to be. You will never be adequate and equipped without reading the instruction manual. This is God's instruction manual. And we will never be what God wants us to be apart from reading His instruction manual. I close with this. May God's life be a light in our dark world. May God's life be a light to our life in our dark world. We live in a dark world. But God's word is a lamp unto our feet. It is a light to our path. And let's hide His words in our hearts, that we may not sin against Him. Let's pray together. Lord, we love You and we thank You for the privilege of being in Your house tonight. We pray that You'd lead us and guide us from this place, that we may live for Jesus until He comes. And God, I ask You to put a hunger for Your word in our hearts. I pray that You would have a hunger placed in the hearts of our people, of our community, that they want to hear the word of God, know the word of God, and live according to the word of God. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.